The lives of eight Washington women from Kittitas County will be honored through poetry this Women's History Month. Reporter Lauren Gallup spoke with some of the poets about remembering and retelling these women's stories.
By roots wide and explosive charred love.
Were they colossuses of history or quiet?
Her like footprints still remain around this city.
This blue haven of earth quenches us all.
That's a sneak preview of lines from A Crown of Sonnets, a succession of seven separate sonnets that seven poets will read Friday in honor of Women's History Month. Marie Marchand says working within the standard form of a sonnet to retell the stories of these remarkable women was a creative test for the writers.
One of the challenges is that we're condensing a person's life into 14 lines. And so it's a really big responsibility.
Marchand is a remarkable woman in her own right. She's the first poet laureate for the city of Ellensburg, and along with two others, she organized Friday's event. The poets behind the pieces in The Crown are all women living in Kittitas County who wanted to share the stories of the women that came before them.
So we owe a lot to those women.
That's Sarita Dasgupta, another one of the poets who has spent her life conveying important messages through art.
When you think about language, it contains a certain number of words, but how you combine them, it's like there are certain number of paints. Different painters combine them in different ways, and it's the same with language.
Dasgupta, who moved to the area recently, says participating in the piece taught her about women she knew nothing about. But even longtime residents of the region may learn about women they've never heard of. When Corey Eberhardt was asked to participate in the event, she knew who she wanted to profile, Rachel Page.
She, I think, is, again, one of these women figures that has been overlooked because of her kind of the quiet lives that women tended to live, even though they were making contributions to the community.
Eberhardt first came across Page in an archived newspaper clipping. The clipping showed Page, a midwife, in an advertisement for Kittitas Valley Community Hospital. The caption below read that Page had delivered 90% of the babies in the area. Bringing that forgotten history to life was particularly important for Eberhardt.
History is important, and it's the little stories that have gotten lost along the way that can add a lot of richness to what we know about ourselves, where we came from, and what our responsibilities are for the past and the present and the future.
Poetry is a very personal medium, which makes it a great avenue for remembrance. The poets who create and share their writing in a variety of ways also said they see poetry as a tool for healing and progress. Self and emotional expression through art is something close to poet Nan Doolittle's heart. Doolittle is the executive director of Northwest Expressive Arts Response in Ellensburg, which brings mental health counseling and expressive arts to underserved communities throughout Washington.
I don't think I would be around without the ability to express myself and then to have that witnessed and to witness others so that we are a community and we are all in this together.
Bringing that avenue of expression to everyone has been a focus of Marchand's tenure as poet laureate.
Poetry is for everybody. I really believe that everybody can write poetry and that it can be a healing modality.
Once Women's History Month ends March 31st, National Poetry Month begins April 1st. I'm Lauren Gallup.
The Women's History Month Poetry Extravaganza begins at 7 p.m. on March 3rd at Gallery 1 in Ellensburg and will also feature reading by Washington State Poet Laureate Raina Priest.